Hey guys, welcome to another episode of Talking to the Medias, your home for entertainment news and reviews. No, reactions and reviews by fans for fans. I almost forgot the damn intro. Guys, welcome back to the show. It's a Thursday. I'm already messing up. But guys, we're about to talk about some topics, things like Monkey Man, the Crow reaction that we just did and uploaded on the channel, all that and more. So if you're joining us live, welcome to Instagram. Talk to the Medias is also on Twitter, Twitch, all those things. I think we might even be on something new called Kick. So look that up. Let me know where you're streaming us and watching us from, and hit the like button. Let us know what you guys think about the topics that we're about to talk about. We're going to get into all those things that I mentioned and more. We're even on TikTok as well. So, yeah, we're all over the world. I'm Chris Fagan, and joining me is my wife, Joy. Hey, babe. How you doing?
I'm good.
You look whelmed.
It's been a busy day.
It's been a day. Yeah, I get it. But you ready to talk about these topics and get into it with me?
Let's do it.
All right. Oh, let's do it. Or wait, what are we talking about? Oh, okay. I see what you're talking about. All right, guys. Like I said, hit the like button, join. Let us know what you guys think about the topics, and let's get right into it. And tell us what you think, because we always like to talk about these things. So like I always say, let's keep talking. All right, babe, what's the first thing we got going on today?
In entertainment news, Ki Hai Kwan action movie with love. Mm-hmm. The Universal 87 North project marks the Oscar winner's first major leading role in a feature and is set for a 2025 release. This comes from The Hollywood Reporter.
The news about, Ki Hai Kwan. Yeah. It's going to be his first movie where he's the star, where he's starring in it. It's his movie. He's the lead. And because I think he wasn't the main lead for Everything Everywhere All at Once.
One had like several.
Yeah.
But he was supporting. Ensemble.
Yeah. He was mostly supporting in that role. So I'm looking forward to this. I think it was only a matter of time, because he's been on a comeback role lately. What do you think about this news before we dive into what this is all about?
Oh, I love him. He's adorable. So.
Okay, so I should be jealous already. Yeah, wait, when was the last time I've ever been called adorable? What the hell? But yeah, his energy is good. I like his style.
He's always very grateful and supportive of like everybody.
Yeah.
Like, it doesn't matter what is going on. He is like everyone's biggest fan.
Yeah.
Like, he is so happy to be here.
And almost everything.
I mean, I would be too.
I'm happy. Yeah, that's
to be here.
That's the look. That's the perfect way to put it. That's the look that's always on his face. I'm happy to be here. I'm just happy because he was going to give it up. He was thinking about like it was all over for him. But then this.
Well, as is what happens to a lot of super young child actors.
Yeah.
Frequently they age out of it and they don't really get to do a lot else.
Right.
Not always, but a large portion of the time, especially when they're very young.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So yeah, he probably thought
it was over for him.
I was a kid. I'm an adult. I did my thing.
But now it's like John Wick, I'm thinking I'm back.
That's right.
And this comes in, let's see, from The Hollywood Reporter. Let me see if I can pull this up real fast. Let's see, Ki Hai Kwan action movie called With Love is set for a 2025 release. Real fast, Universal is bending time and space to set a date for Ki Hai Kwan's next movie. The studio will release With Love on February the 7th, 2025. Why is that date so important, babe? Do you remember?
What's the date?
February the 7th.
Not a clue.
The day before my birthday. Anywho, With Love marks the Oscar-winning actor's first time leading a major. I thought I read that right. Leading a major movie. The film is produced by 87th North, the stunt-centric banner behind Nobody, Violent Night, and the upcoming Fall Guy, so starring Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt. Plot details are being kept under lock and key. But with names like, you know, with Fall Guy, which I love, Nobody, which I also love. I didn't see Violent Night, but I will
heard
watch
it. Was
it.
Good.
I heard it was pretty good. I'm excited for it. What's up, Craig? I see you in the comments. Well, yo, what's up? I'm excited about it, and I'm looking forward to it. Guys, let us know what you guys think. Are you looking forward to... We don't know much about what's going on with this project, but Ki Hu Kwan starring in an action movie.
He tends to steal the show and whatever he's doing.
But now he's the whole damn show.
So I expect good things.
Yeah. Who do you think is going to be a good co-star for him? What do you think? Because I love what he does on Loki. So what's
well,
a
really
good co-star
for this guy? It
really just
depends, since we don't even know what it's about.
Yeah.
Cause that
action.
Kind of,
I mean, I'm just going based on like Nobody, Fall Guy, things like that. Ryan Gosling? Would that be awesome?
Well, I mean, if you get some comic, Ryan Reynolds.
Ooh, Ki Hu Kwan and Ryan Reynolds. That would be good. But I kind of expect that in Deadpool 3. I'm looking forward. That could be awesome. I don't know. You're already off to a good start. You're just looking for any damn excuse to put Ryan Reynolds in the movie. Guys, let us know what you guys think about my wife trying to sneak Ryan Reynolds in the damn chat. Let us know in the comment section. And like I say, let's keep talking. All right, real fast, moving on. We're going to go to the main topic of the night, babe. What is the news that is also out and about?
Bo DeMeo, the writer of X-Men 97, was fired by Marvel just before the cartoon's debut for allegedly creating an OnlyFans account. DeMeo, who also worked on Blade, Moon Knight, and The Witcher, had his company email deactivated and his Instagram deleted. And this comes from GameSpot. They said we ain't playing around.
Yeah, let me load that up real fast. I'm gonna read this from GameSpot first. There was something else from Twitter, but I can't really show that. But I'll let you know what I mean by that. Let me read this real quick from GameSpot. X-Men 97 creator Bo DeMeo fired just before the debut. Just ahead of the debut of the Disney Plus Marvel TV series X-Men 97, Disney has fired writer producer Bo DeMeo, according to The Hollywood Reporter. DeMeo also wrote the Moon Knight and contributed to early drafts of the upcoming Blade movie. But The Hollywood Reporter said as of last week, Marvel and DeMeo ended their relationship. The report says DeMeo's company email was deactivated and his Instagram account was deleted. Before I continue on with that, there does appear to be a Twitter account. When you first Google it, it looks like it may be his personal one, or it is his. I'm not going to say it is or isn't because of the activity that I'm seeing on it. There's a lot of, and I'll pull it up, but there's a lot of like retweets of like articles. Like there's like the Marvel fires Bo DeMeo. He's retweeting a lot of those articles being retweeted. And then on that account, there was a retweet of Bo DeMeo fired by Marvel. Rumor is because of his OnlyFans account, an alleged OnlyFans account. The funny thing about that post is that there is a disclaimer on it that says that this source might not be reliable. This account was deactivated previously, and for all, just paraphrasing it, it basically was saying that Disney would have known about this. If it's true, or if it exists, Disney, this would have been years ago or whatever when it happened. Now, there's a reason why I titled this show "Don't Say OnlyFans," because it's ironic to me that the company. What's up, Brianna? I haven't seen you in the, what was it? Were you here last week? I can't remember.
We didn't do a show last week.
Did we do a show last week?
No, you were redoing the room.
That's right. So yeah, I didn't see you last week. What's up with that, Brianna? Where the hell were you? No, you're like, where the hell was I? Where the hell were you, right? No. But yeah, me and Brianna, we go back like big crayons and big coloring books. Anyway, it was ironic to me that Disney, going through that whole fight with Florida, with Ron DeSantis, the governor over there, you know, with their don't say gay bill and things like that, was in this situation. And the only reason why I say that is because all the reports that I saw way before this all went down, leading up to when the X-Men 97 was first announced and stuff, all the outside sources that would report on this subject would be like, Bo DeMeo is the lead writer for the upcoming X-Men 97. But they would always mention that he was openly gay. And I was like, so, okay, obviously that's not the reason why they, I mean, and Disney, everybody always accusing them of being woke or whatever right there. They wouldn't have, obviously have a problem with that. They've been working with them for years. They wouldn't have a problem with that. So when he got fired, it was like, and they said nothing. Nobody was saying anything on his end. Nobody was saying anything on their end. It was weird. So I was like, something happened. Everybody came to that conclusion. Something happened. Nobody's talking. Things getting shut down. Something happened. Well, it can't be because, I mean, he's openly, yeah, that can't be that. What's going on? So then it came out yesterday, the day before, that it might be due to an OnlyFans account. Well, okay. Did you just now find out about this? Now there's speculation of whether or not. And if you guys in the chat, if you know more than I do, there's a lot of you guys joining in the chats. And there's 41 of you guys right now. If you're watching us live on Instagram, YouTube, I don't care where you better be. These likes better be up. What's our likes looking like? We better at least
four
have 20.
On YouTube.
We better. No. I should shut the chat down because I want to hear from you guys. But unless the likes button says that we got at least 20. I need at least 20 likes. If there's 41 of you guys watching, I need 20 likes. Help me get the likes up, guys. Help us out.
In these day and ages, I start worrying about AI type stuff.
Okay.
Like,
based on what? What do you mean?
I mean, like, that it's, I mean, I don't know this dude. From Adam, but you would think you would know if it was about an OnlyFans that you would know your company's stance on such things.
Yeah, we're talking about Disney. That we're talking about, you know, their brand is, you know, it's a cartoon, a family friendly, all that stuff. But I mean, but if you knew about the, if you, whether they knew about it or not, I mean, they're not saying anything. So the question, what's going on? So when I started doing some digging in this story, when I was looking for, honestly, when I'm going to be honest with you, I'm going to tell you exactly what happened. When I was looking for the right thumbnail for this, I'll put it to you like this. You start with Twitter.
You saw more than a thumbnail?
You go, man, I saw a third nail. Man, I saw a third leg nail. When you Google his name, and I'm not gonna, and this is why I started off with, I don't know if that's his real account or not on Twitter, but when you Google Bo DeMeo enough, you look through enough images, I saw one where I was like, ooh, that's the, like, let me, I'll put it to the way, how did I put it to you, babe? What I saw? I said, all Bush. I just put it to you like that. It was full blown. I was like, okay, now maybe we are. Right, we kind of knew of this OnlyFans stuff. Maybe we don't have a problem with it. We support you. We're not against your lifestyle. But then I was like, are they against his lifestyle? Is it both? Like, we don't care if you do OnlyFans. We don't care about your lifestyle. But both is too, is the line too. I was trying to figure out if Disney was being hypocritical because their stance against this, against the stuff that DeSantis was doing to them. That's weird to do that and then fire a person for, I'm like, I know you're not firing them for being openly gay. So that can't be the case. You're firing them for having an OnlyFans, right? Maybe I have one. Maybe I do. But then when I Googled those enough images, you dig deep enough, and it didn't take me long to find it. There was some explicit photo. At least I saw one explicit photo, and I'm not going to say it's his. There's a lot of photos on his account. I think on that Twitter. I'm not going to say his. I'm going to say that Twitter account of shirtless. This dude looks like a wrestler. He's buff. Like he's obviously proud of his body. But then I clicked on one where I was like, Bush. So I was like, is that the reason why? Because, like, I'll use WWE as an example. The reason why the late, great Chyna is not already in the Hall of Fame when she's been deserving to be in the Hall of Fame is because of the fact that after she quit the WWE, left the WWE, she did adult content. And one of their stances on that was, you know, we're trying to be positive role models for young ladies. If you Google her, all this stuff comes up.
That's what I'm thinking. I don't feel like it probably, if that's their stance, I don't think it has anything to do with it being gay. It could be male, female. Like, it could be totally hetero.
Right.
But if it's graphic images that anybody can Google and he's tied to, it's animated cartoon stuff that they probably don't want that as associated with.
Period.
So not anything to do with being gay. It has to be do with it being adult content.
Yeah. I heard a suggestion that I 100% agree with. Videos and leaked, because this stuff is supposed to be hidden behind a paywall. And if his explicit content is now leaked and is out, and it's not hard. Type the person's name. Here's a hack, life hack, guys. Type the person's name, type the name of their OnlyFans, and type the word leak. You'll find it for free.
Like places like Twitter don't seem to monitor very well.
Yeah.
People just put all kinds of
they don't care. And so that's why I was so ironic that's where I found like it wasn't ironic. It was obviously the perfect place to find the leaked stuff. That might be the reason why Marvel was like, hey, this stuff is out there. You know, this is the house of mouse, and when in the house we like to keep the mouse in the house. You know, but you got the mouse outside the house, so can't have that, right? But here's my thing. It's not like this guy is Kevin Feige with a adult content account. He's not Steven Spielberg. He's not Ryan Gosling. He's not. Would we have known, even if it was out there, even if one of his subscribers to that account put it all out, would we have known and would we have cared? I honestly, I'm going to say no. What do you think, babe? I mean, we didn't even know who this guy was until all this went down. Would we really have known?
But the thing is, when they're hush-hush like they are, who really knows what the...
It could be something else even.
Well, that's what
bigger.
I'm saying. It could be something totally different.
Yeah.
But when people love a story...
Yeah.
So when they don't get an answer and they go, no one's talking...
They start filling in with speculations.
I'm going to start digging on my own, and I'm going to put things together the way I feel like it probably could be.
Yeah.
And then once it starts getting out there, the general public, they love a story. They love that drama. And they see it and they go, oh, yeah, that sounds right.
Yeah.
And then they share it to somebody else who shares it to somebody else who's all. So then it becomes a whole, you know, we've already created a whole scenario that we're sure of when we don't really have any idea.
Yeah. I don't know what happened to our TikTok. It's something, the display is all wrong. I don't know if it got. I think we're still live on there, but something happened. It's not displaying right. So I'm gonna shut it down because I lost track of it, and it looks like it's something happened. So I apologize for that on TikTok. I'm about to end the stream on that. I don't know. I feel like I'm not gonna say it was a nothing burger because it's their brand. It's Disney. It's their brand. They're gonna, if they feel like it was a big deal, they're gonna say it and all that. But I feel like if nobody said anything, I don't think anybody would even know. So for like you said, for everybody to be this hush hush about it, something else must have gone down. So let us know what you guys think. Move on to the reviews portion of it before we get out of here. Want to talk a little bit about what's the next thing that I had on the schedule real fast, babe.
The reviews. Mm. The Crow 2024 comments about the trailer.
Yeah. So I saw the new Crow reboot trailer this morning, and I did a reaction to it on the channel. I had no problem with it. I basically said that I already knew while I was in the middle of watching the damn thing that people were going to overly judge it based on just comparing it to Brandon Lee's movie. And then I got a phone right before like 5 minutes after I uploaded it on our channel, Sean called me. And, you know, he is a huge nostalgia guy. RoboCop is the best movie. The Crow is the best. All these nostalgia like movies. Like he's set in his way, and he's like, this trailer sucked because that one was better. And after our phone call, I thought of this question. I said, now, if the Crow movie in 94 and Brandon Lee and all that, if it didn't exist, maybe if Brandon Lee was still alive, if he never made that movie, maybe if the source material never existed, and this was an original piece of work, and you saw it for the first time, and you just saw the concept of it, a movie with a horror element about a person who comes from the dead to avenge his murder and the murder of the woman that he loves and all that stuff, and you just saw this for the first time, and you saw it.
Well, it doesn't really matter. If they remade it shot for shot of the original Crow, like we shot for shot just redid it with a new guy, you'd be mad because you'd be like, well, he didn't portray him well enough. The original was better.
Yeah.
It's very obvious from looking at this. Yes, it's titled The Crow. Yes, the premise itself is the same, as in he dies, he's avenging his girlfriend's death, whatever.
An angel of death.
Yeah. But other than that, it seems almost very different. Like the background, like it looks like he was in prison, whatever this.
I couldn't tell if that were they in prison or were they on the set of Squid Game?
It seems like they're reimagining this very different.
They probably met in prison, yeah.
So I'm like, we're just going in a new direction. So what are you upset about? We're not.
Because it's not Brandon Lee.
We're taking just the idea of this movie and we're reimagining it totally different.
Sean.
I'm not trying to be Brandon Lee.
Yeah.
Trying to be something
new. It shouldn't. And it doesn't need to be compared to that.
And so what I saw looked very exciting and very fresh and new. And
gory.
And I thought, I like Skarsgård. So I'm like, I'm excited to see it. And yeah. I do hope that they put some exciting new stuff, like something that you're like, I love that. But it's the same thing as like when you and I watch the vampire that's been put out.
And that's the way, and that's what it really all comes down to. Just because the reboot comes out doesn't mean the original disappears. Brandon Lee, his legacy is still intact. Wherever it was yesterday, it's still going to be the day after this movie comes out. And one comment that I saw, and I'm going to get about to get into some of these comments in a second. One comment that I saw, it was almost as if like you expect Brandon Lee to be the person to film the movie today. Like the man passed away. And on top of that, let's say he was still alive. It's been 30 years. Reboots happen. When I talked to Sean about it, he was trying to give me reasons why, and he kept trying to, because he knows how I am about being fair, and knows how I criticize him on his nostalgia about things like this. And he was like, well, he's always nitpicked about it. I didn't like the music. What, do you expect them to use the same songs and the music from the 90s? Today's 2024. There are new artists. There are new. It's 2024. This movie is not a period piece. It's not set in the 90s. It's set in 2024. So it's going to use today's music. It's going to use today's technology and all this
stuff.
Yeah,
and it's very clear that Skarsgård is playing this as a very gritty, hardcore person. Like, I've had a background. I'm not necessarily the good. He doesn't look like the good guy.
Yeah.
He's avenging his girlfriend and himself, but he doesn't look.
Every other person that used the same power came back from the. They were different people. They some mm-hmm. people had a bad past. Some people had a nice past. But the core element of the story was the same. They were taken too soon. It was violent, and they came back to avenge it. And all the other core elements was still in this trailer. So when I talked to Sean about it, he was like, "Well, I didn't like the music and all that." I'm like, "Well, you're just nitpicking on things. Like, dude, we were teenagers and we were kids when this movie came out." And we're impressionable at that age. So, yeah, that's our favorite music. And today we're like, well, my day, the music was better. I'm like, that's what you're really doing. But, I mean, but somebody in this generation is going to hear this soundtrack and go, this is the best soundtrack ever. But, you know, but from yesteryear, everybody else is going to be like, no, that music fucking sucks. You know, Kurt Cobain was better. You know, that's just how we are. So, I'm like, guys, let's stop just being the what is it called? Let's stop being the nitpicky, you know, old grandpa guy that's just, you know, back in my day, this. I'm like, look, it's Brandon Lee's passed. It's been 30 years. Bill Skarsgård is, you know, proven great, good actor. This trailer, I say, look at this trailer again, take the original out of it. And then judge this trailer based on that. Don't judge it on the 90s band. Don't judge it on the soundtrack from the 90s. Don't judge it on Brandon Lee. Don't judge it on the movie that you saw back in the 90s, because you haven't seen this one yet. Judge this was different from, because I remember in part one, in Brandon Lee's version, like, you know, there was a mask that the girl had, and he just mimicked it, painted his face, and just drew it on himself. In part two, it was drawn on his face for him, because the little girl from part one was growing up and was in the sequel. And then in other versions of the movie, it was like supernatural. Like, his skin just turned into that.
I said, this one looks very hardcore.
Like, this one, it looks like
type.
It looks like he put the makeup. He just put the makeup on his eyes, and that he's been crying so much.
It looked
much.
Like he was bleeding black.
Exactly. And that is, those tears came down so much. It just came. It just naturally went to his mouth. It wasn't like he's doing it. Like, he didn't put the lipstick on and drew the clown look himself. It looks like it's coming from his eyes and tearing.
But we got like images of him coming out of a tub or something. With blood go everywhere.
Oh, his blood.
Like,
blood
is much more hardcore.
Maybe. I mean, the Brandon Lee version was hardcore. I'll give it that. But I mean, but it just it's different. And it's but the core elements of the everything else is still intact. He's fighting for love. There's a supernatural element of it. Then Sean was trying to nitpick on it. Well, now it seems like the main bad guy is like supernatural himself as well. Maybe he is.
Maybe. I mean, well, and he makes a statement in there somewhere. You still have a chance to save her, as if she's hanging in the balance of life and death, but he can bring her back. I don't know what it means, because all I heard was the guy say that. Looks like the bad guy.
So we might have an alternative. I had the comments up. So here's some of the comments this is from the YouTube channel. Here's some of the comments that I saw right off the bat. The first one, and this is on the Lionsgate channel. Brandon Lee never dies. I'm like, okay, I mean, he's gone. I understand what you mean by that, but I mean, I don't want to compare Bill Skarsgård to Brandon Lee. You want me to have that argument? You want a hot take? Bill Skarsgård is a better actor than Brandon Lee. What? Brandon Lee was developing. Bill Skarsgård is developed. I mean, Brandon Lee was taken too soon. He could have been an Oscar winner when it was all said and done, but he was taken too soon. Bill Skarsgård at the same around the same age or beyond is where Bill wherever Brandon Lee was before he died, where Bill Skarsgård at the same age was already a better actor. I've seen Brandon Lee's movies. He would admit he wasn't the strongest thespian out there, but he would even admit that. But he was getting better, and Crow was his best work. Let's see. Ralph Canal says, nothing will ever beat Eric Draven's quote from 1994's The Crow. They are all dead. They just don't know it yet. I mean, that's not really criticizing this trailer, but I mean, Well, in a way, it is. It's saying nothing will ever beat that. We don't. You don't know that. You don't. You haven't seen the movie yet. You are. It says, are we going into this movie already predetermined to hate it because we love Brandon Lee so much? What is? What does this? I really hate the fact that the director of the first movie came out and seeing it. Now, you could be right. This movie could suck. I might go watch this movie and hate it, but I'm not going to go in there thinking I'm going to just straight up compare it to Brandon Lee's version, because it's not fair to this movie. Bill Skarsgård is a good actor, and he wouldn't pick crap. And this looks pretty good. I'm not going to lie. It does look good. But guys, let us know what you guys think. All the comments is out of control. Is it too harsh? Is it on the money? Are you right there with them? Brandon Lee will never die and all that. Are you there? Let us know what you guys think, and let's keep talking. Last, before we move on, last topic of the night for reviews. What did I have?
Monkey Man.
There? Yeah. You remember seeing this trailer, right? Last time we were at the movies, we saw that trailer. What's his name? Is it Dave Patel from Slumdog Millionaire, from the original Avatar, The Last Airbender?
Vaguely, I do.
I'll put the image up on the screen. It might be a delay from before you see it. But I know you've seen some of his work before. And we saw the trailer together. Maybe it wasn't, it didn't commit to memory for you. But people are raving about it.
I did remember seeing.
Yeah, we saw the trailer.
It looked wild.
It was action packed, like John Wick style. Jordan Peele is producing it. He championed it, and the reviews are now starting to come out. This is coming. This is beaten bloody by more popular fighters for cash. After years of suppressed rage, Kid discovers a way to infiltrate the enclave of the city's sinister elite. As his childhood trauma boils over, his mysterious scarred hands unleash an explosive campaign of retribution to settle the scores with the men who took everything from him. It's rated R, strong, bloody violence, drug use, sexual content, nudity, language throughout all the good stuff.
All the things.
All the things. And this is what reviews, a few reviews that are coming out say so far from Matt Donato, top critic. Dev Patel's first crack at movie making is a punishing and personal reflective ode to the action genre in more ways than one. Let's see, Megan Navarro from Bloody Disgusting says Patel's assured audacious vision delivers an epic crowd pleaser of mythic proportions. It's a free-for-all of head rush filmmaking. Its lack of grounding wide shots make the film feel unmoored at times, which inhibits emotional engagement. But the badass factor here is strong. That's from Kate Reif from IndieWire. I mean, that's just a few of what people are saying. You got to scroll down. You have to search for a bad review. And the only bad review I see so far, if I'm not mistaken, let me scroll. Let's see. Directed, distributed. Where's the director? Dev Patel. He's directing it. This is his movie. Produced by Jordan Peele, if I'm not mistaken. Coming through Universal. And it's already gone through South by Southwest. It's doing its thing. Guys, let us know, are you looking forward to seeing Monkey Man? I am. I'm looking forward to it. I can't wait to check it out. Let me know what you guys think in the comments section. Guadalupe Lewis says, who? Dev Patel. Slumdog Millionaire. He's the man. Go check it out. Guys, let us know what you guys think about that. Like I always say, let's keep talking. Do we have any other comments or anywhere else?
No, everybody was just kind of, hey, and that was it.
Okay. All right, guys. Hey, what's going on, guys? Thanks, guys, for joining us as well, guys. Remember, hit the like button, support the channel. It always helps us out when you donate. It helps keep the lights on over here. Donate to T3 Media's on Cash App, or if you hit a super chat question or anything like that, if you become a member. I'm going to talk to you guys more about what I'm going to give for Patreons and channel members in the upcoming days. But That's not mandatory. If you want, you can just hit the like button. Just hit the like button. It's free. Just hit that like button. Let us know what you think. And as always, guys, I will always respond to you guys in the chat as I see it come in. And for me, if you want to find me, I said, for me, let me see if it's
for me.
For me. If you want to reach out to me, I'm Chris W. Fagan. You can find me on Prepared at All Time. Keep your head on a swivel and don't let the haters make you feel bad for liking the Crow trailer, because it wasn't that bad. Guys, we'll talk to you tomorrow. I'm in talks with some people for some guest appearances, so stay tuned. We're going to have some surprises coming for you in the upcoming days and weeks and months. Like I said, until next time, guys, let's keep talking. Peace.
Remember to like this video, become a subscriber, and share. This really does help us out. If you would like to watch more from us from T3 Media Studio, click here or here. Thanks for watching. Ah, stop being NC-17.